for grain.
In their local barns, in the barns at the houses that are built now, is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I will talk about that.
Well, are you talking about storage of grain in general?
Mm-hmm. In general.
In general, yes, their storage place. You can.
And what do you call it?
Silos.
Okay, and what is a silo?
A silo is a tall building built like a cylinder, I would say, yes. Near to a cylinder, and it's very high. And now they have machinery to blow the grain into it. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, I don't have any idea how they got it in there. Somehow, shoveled it in, I'm sure. Shovel by shovel.
And now, are there any, to your knowledge, do they have any just regular, ordinary, rectangular type buildings that were used for grain storage around here? Or
when I was growing up, we partitioned part of the barn. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have the grain that we have now, known as maize. We had cane. Mm-hmm. And cane was stored, the grain was cut and with a knife, or machete, mm-hmm. You know, they cut off the heads, and we didn't have just anything that would thrash it out. Of course, that came along later. Mm-hmm. But we'd store these heads over in a partition part, mm-hmm. of the barn. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like you to pronounce this for me. I don't think that there are too many of these, but how would you pronounce that?
A grainer.
Okay. Well, do you ever hear that expression around here?
Not much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But mine heard it a few years ago.
Oh, yes. They were referred to as a granary. You know, the buildings where you would possibly buy grain. People generally raised enough for their own use, and a little more if they had a good crop, mm-hmm. and they'd sell it. And then people who did not raise grain could go to the granary, or mm-hmm. where they thrashed it would be referred to as a granary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Now this is another one we want to know the word that you would put in this place. If you customarily heard, say, a rooster crow or something like that every morning at the same time, you would say, I blank that rooster every day at about 4 o'clock.
I hear it.
Okay.
I hear the rooster.
That's right. And if you'd say, yesterday I
heard the rooster crow.
And you would say, I have
heard.
Okay. If somebody was in town and they were asking you about this person, but you don't really know him, you just know of him, you'd say, they'd say, do you know Joe Blow? And you'd say, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
Okay. And if if someone was inquiring as to whether someone was around, whether you'd seen this person around, you might say, they'd say, have you seen him? You'd say, no.
I have not seen him.
Okay. if I were asking you, if I said, do you type? And you might say, yes, I
type.
Or yes, I. If you didn't actually use the word type, you'd say, yes, I.
I really don't understand what you...
Yeah, know. It's kind of...
It's a little vague there.
It's very vague. okay, well, we'll come back to that. If I were asking you whether you smoke or not...